the stuff that you go through in this relationship type stuff is much harder sometimes than a marriage. Because you
there's no makeup sex.
No, there's no makeup sex.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Hey, episode number 30. We're there right now. How about them beans? Yeah, we made it to 30 somehow without killing each other.
I was less worried about us killing each other and more just worried about anyone still listening.
Absolutely. I'm with you there.
We made it 20 years without killing each other.
Yeah,
that
we did.
We know we can do.
Yeah, you know, most marriages don't last that long. You
exactly.
Know? And we go together. We've been together a long time. And the stuff that you go through in this relationship type stuff is much harder sometimes than a marriage. Because
there's no makeup sex.
No, there's no makeup sex. It is honey, happy wife, happy life.
Don't be
happy
mad
man,
that the
whatever.
Credit card bill was so high. Yeah. Hey, how about I work that off?
Yeah, the worst thing is just insulting each other, and maybe you just need to have tough skin. I don't know. So yeah, congratulations
on
number 30. All right, bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's how you're going to reach out to us. Also, 402-915-0962. It is Wednesday, and actually, you know what? I'll just start off right now. I was going to eat on the podcast today.
Okay.
I ate on Monday. I was eating some, we both were eating actually. We're enjoying a little bit of Memorial Day.
I mean, I ate afterwards. Okay. I did not eat on camera.
Was it because, it's because I've done this to you.
Yes.
I've
learned. I had food near me during the show, but yeah. I never actually consumed anything. It wasn't until afterwards where you were like, how come you're not eating anything? And then I was like, berries.
You didn't eat anything at all. But today's National Hamburger Day. That's the reason
Really?
Yes, it is. And that's the reason why I was going to make a hamburger and just eat it up. Because I went through all that coleslaw that I had for Monday.
That was a lot of coleslaw.
That was a lot. No, I wasn't. But anyway, did I give you the backstory on that coleslaw? I guess I never did.
I mean, I don't know. What's the backstory?
Wylene was so worried and concerned about what I was doing with that coleslaw. Her family even came over and I was like, I'm not giving you guys any coleslaw. Wylene would forbid it, right? Because it expired April 5th. That's the coleslaw sauce that I make it with, right? But the coleslaw itself expired on a week ago. So I looked at it. It looked fine. I mean, it's just a week, but yeah. And so I'm swimming in
your
the pool.
Stomach is just, it needs to be studied. God. Science.
I had to run.
Like, whatever biome is inside your body needs to be like dissected and by professionals.
I had to admit it to her because we're in the pool and swimming around yesterday. And
you're
yes. You know what they say? Don't trust a fart. Oh my God. I panicked. I'm like, what if I do that? And all of a sudden
turns into a cloud
in the pool. And thank goodness that I decided to look at the Sweet Wylene and say, hey, have these restroom real quick. I went and I'm like, oh, thank God. And then I came back and said, coleslaw was a bad idea. Here we go.
And we're getting a live news alert right now. Oh, hell no. Please, God, make it stop. No more. Please. Oh, please. Make it stop.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the background
of it. After that story, they've got
they're a true fan.
Fortitude as strong as your gut.
Yes, they're a true fan.
No kidding.
So anyway, that's the backstory. I didn't want to tell you about that as I was eating it. But, that was... then we had the conversation. We just sat there. Colin, I found out Colin, the oldest, doesn't like coleslaw. I never knew this the whole time. So
good for him.
Yeah, you were having a conversation.
Camp.
I know you are. And so we're having a conversation about best use by date
okay.
versus expiration date. Now, there isn't an expiration
there is a
date. There is a difference. And that's what I tried to explain. I'm like, just because the best use date is expired doesn't mean the product is actually expired. It's just not as good. And to me, I look at it as this is how they get you to throw stuff away so you can continue to purchase. I throw nothing away. He even asked me about the kimchi. I have kimchi in the fridge nonstop. That's fermented cabbage. Grew up eating it. Mother made it all the time. That expired back in November, but it's fermented cabbage. It's supposed to ferment and
there's
be good.
There's a reason. I know, but it gets past the healthy ferment stage. I mean, there is a
That's what's scary. And then the more I thought about that, I thought that's why I don't make it myself, because you can really kill yourself trying to ferment stuff. And so I don't mess with it. So I end up, the whole botulism thing. Hey, I decided that I just tossed it away. So I tossed a bunch of stuff that was, kind of past the best by date. Best used by date.
If I were Wylene, I would be on that fridge.
She doesn't eat like that. She doesn't eat what I eat.
No, I know. But yeah. I would still be hall monitoring that fridge for stuff that you ate that might not be okay anymore. Knowing this about you. But you're home all the time. So she if she goes into the fridge, you can be like, what are you doing in my kitchen?
Absolutely. And I actually said that to her a couple of days ago when she was in there and she's kind of underneath my feet a little bit. And I was trying to get stuff because her folks are over and I was trying to make some burgers and stuff. I actually looked at her and said, would you please get out of my kitchen? I felt so bad saying that. The look on her face was like, how dare you? I'm like, I better just laugh like it was a joke.
Last time I checked, this is my house. You're like, I love you. And then that's when makeup sex comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're like, I love you.
She doesn't know what's in it. It truly is. I handle all food and shopping, kind of like you do with the house for the most part. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't really know what's in the fridge. I just make sure there's stuff for her there, if you know what I mean.
I just dropped some serious coin.
Did you really? At
the supermarket this weekend. Okay, so I have this food app. I've told you about this before. I think I got you to join. It's called the Fetch thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And so it'll scan your receipt and it'll give you points based on how much you spend or like what you buy. Like there are different things. So they had this thing for Memorial Day weekend where they were doubling points.
Okay.
And at the grocery store that I go to, if you spend $220, you'd get like a ton of points.
Okay.
So in my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, you know me, I go to the store like all throughout the week.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, during that time, I'm probably coming close to spending that much. Why don't I just chunk off that change, this so I can get the points?
Sure.
So dark.
How much did you do it? Oh, God. Yeah.
I did, but I went way over, like in my attempt, because I've never purchased that much at one time. Like I've never purchased like $220 worth of groceries in a single transaction.
I've done it before.
Like, well, if you're getting ready for a party and you're not paying attention and you're buying all sorts of wine.
You're stocking up on stuff that you need. Right. That's different. Yeah, yes. I hear you.
But I'm saying like just a regular shopping trip for me. And so I got up to the register and she gives me the total. And I'm like, did you get my savings card?
Oh, no.
She's really? Like, oh, yeah, it's in here. Okay. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I tried that.
Like
fetch
one of those
thing.
Things where you're like, maybe I should start putting a couple things back.
I tried that fetch thing, but if I didn't do things after a while, they would say that your stuff is going to expire.
Oh,
or something like that. Is there a pay window on that? Because that's why I stopped using it. Because I'm like, all right, now I feel like you're pushing me to buy, so I can get this and that. And plus, I didn't have a lot of products that I use anyway, because I'm just Wylene and I, just two of us in this house. If the boys were here, it would be different, you know, it'd be more useful. But I know a lot of people use that thing.
So. Yeah, like I got extra points over the weekend because I bought Triscuits. I got extra points for buying Land O'Lakes. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's certain brands that they'll partner with and you'll get extra points if that's part of your shopping, which is easy for me because we go through Triscuits like nobody's business.
I was just going to ask you, you're a Triscuit fan. I had no idea, but you know what? Knowing Peter, he seems like that. He fits that mold for some reason.
He's not a Triscuit fan.
He's not. Because my father was a Triscuit. That's a you thing?
Guy.
Okay. All right. That's I kind of put those in the same category.
They're like sugar crackers. Have you ever had Wheat Thins? They're so sweet.
Yes,
so he loves wheat thins. And so he always gets disgruntled when I come home. And I'm like, couple more boxes of Triscuits.
He's
like,
how about this? How do you Triscuit? Do you cheese it or what do you do with the Triscuit? How do you Triscuit?
I love my little like happy snack is Triscuits and peanut butter. It reminds me of college.
Okay.
My roommate had Triscuits all the time. And so that, and then the other one, this is my dirty little pleasure. Like, okay, I'm giving
Tommy, it's chicken cuts. And a biscuit. Chicken and a biscuit.
Well, chicken and a biscuit's amazing. But yeah, you can't go without that. No, I'm saying that port wine pub cheese that comes in the tub.
Not familiar.
Oh my God.
Really? You want me not to trust a fart again, don't you?
First of all, you know I'm not really supposed to have dairy. So there's already like, you really shouldn't have that, Molly. Uh-huh. And then this stuff is like a siren call. Like I'll go in for like, I'll just have like 5 crackers with pub cheese. And then next thing you know, you're But absolutely. It has to be the port wine pub cheese. And you see the stuff like it must come from like a soft serve spigot because you can see the stuff at the top.
Where do you get this stuff?
It's in the refrigerated section with all the other cheeses.
At Costco? Where do you go? Just any grocery store?
Like you went to Hy-Vee or Baker's, I've gotten it at all these places. I mean, Aldi has their own brand. And Peter always gets upset. He's like, did you buy the Aldi off-brand of pub cheese? And I'm like, hey, man, any port in a storm or any pub in a storm. Pub cheese.
Absolutely. All right. So real quick, we'll pick this back up. We need to speak. We're going to speak to our good friend, Colleen Quinn.
Yes.
Of the Funny Bone. Okay. Awesome. And the reason being is the Funny Bone is moving. They're making a big move and they're teaming up with Draftcade.
Yeah. That's so we're going to have an Omaha one. It's a national, like they're in other cities. And so Funny Bone is teaming up with Draftcade. So in addition to the comedy that we all know and love, there's also going to be this fun arcade element, which the minute I saw they had skee ball, you had me at skee ball.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool. All right. So we're going to call Colleen right now. See how she's doing. I had a conversation with her. She was stuck in the airport.
That's never fun.
Yeah.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Big Party and Molly. How are you, Colleen?
I am just crazy, but fine.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk to you two.
Yeah.
On your venture.
Yeah. It's been absolutely fantastic starting this podcast, Colleen. It's like, I feel like this is where we belong.
I know it. You found your niche.
Yes. And we can, we don't have to dictate anything to anyone. We can do what we want to do and how we want to do stuff. And, you know, and it just works out perfect for us. But you got some big stuff going on. Tell us about the big move.
I do. Well, after 20 years, the Funny Bone has relocated to Miracle Hills Park, which is 710 North 114th Street. Kind of back where we started over 20 years ago.
That's insane. So that's
bigger,
great.
Bigger, better, state of the art. I am so excited for people to see what has been created with the new Funny Bone. And we're adding under the same roof afterwards or before you can hit a Draftcade, which is 70 retro games and beers on tap. And you can bring the kids to that. And then ditch them and then go to the Funny Bone.
Exactly. Or in the case of my kids, they're going to just sneak into the club and just sit in the back.
Oh, well, yours would be allowed because I know they could handle any little joke that was administered on stage, Molly.
Colleen, I took a page out of your book on how to raise cool kids.
Yeah, she did. Oh.
You did? But what is that? Just lock them up and throw them food?
Hey, no, this is a comedy club. This is where you live now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so true. You know, anybody who has a term paper helped by Ron White, we don't know how that's going to turn out.
Hey,
I love it.
Real quick, Colleen, I talked to you last night for a minute and you were stuck in the airport and in Vegas, right?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I've won more money in that Vegas airport because all they have is slot machines than I actually have on the strip. which is weird.
Amazing. Well, amazing. Well, I didn't want to lose my place in line because it was a zoo trying to get home.
But I'll bet. It's because of this weekend. The only thing that sucks about when you're at that airport and you're gambling, you're almost kind of the only one. So you kind of look like a loser, you know, because everyone's already lost their money.
They're sitting there. They're kind of sad party.
Yeah.
They're sitting there. They're sad with their little tank top on.
You guys need to hang out around the arrivals gate where everybody's still excited because they still have money in there.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. So, but no, that's a first world problem, isn't it?
Sure it is. So what were you doing? Where were you traveling for? It was a busy holiday.
I had been out in Los Angeles because, as you may know, one of my zany sons is marketing director for Liquid Death Water.
Okay, cool.
And the Liquid Death employees could submit their moms to be in a new commercial. Oh. So Liquid Death flew me out there, and I was in a commercial that they taped on Friday, which will be out within the month. And I think I thoroughly embarrassed my kids by being what I said. So I am very proud of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. They had the moms taste test a new flavor that's called Deathberry.
Okay.
And I was probably, the other moms were just sweet and going, oh, honey, I don't know about this. And I just went, this is crap. Whoever came up with this flavor should be fired. This is absolute, it tastes like sparkling hot sauce. I hate it.
Perfect.
And I guess that was, you know, afterwards my son went, Mom, you were the best.
You're like, obviously we can't use any of those clips, but I still love you.
There were some sweet little moms there that just, and I was like, what do I care? They can't fire me.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's pretty cool. Wow, I had no idea that he was doing that stuff. That's pretty sweet. By the way, we got Colin Quinn of the Funny Bone right here talking about the new move of the Funny Bone from Village Point over to Miracle Hills on 114th and West Dodge area.
I can't wait to see what comics are going to come back. Our new club will seat 375 people.
Wow.
And, you know, there are so many of the old school comics who like to try out their material here. So I'm reaching out to some of our old cronies like Lewis Black and who knows, maybe Bert Kreischer. I know our friend Larry the Cable Guy will come and give us a little joke or two.
How exciting.
That's the limit.
So how's the setup going to look, Colleen? So is the draft cade, is that the entrance and the Funny Bones inside or?
It's right. There are two different entrances, but they can be, they're connected in the middle.
Okay.
With a couple of hallways.
Okay.
So there's a draft entrance, and then there is the Funny Bone with, oh, God, a new lobby. I've got new pictures up in the hallway.
Nice.
Comics that have been here. It's really beautiful. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I need to see it. Okay, so did you bring over any of the Funny Bone gear? Did you bring over like tables, chairs, that kind of stuff? Or are we starting from scratch?
All new. Everything is new. We donated all of the old tables and chairs. And it was great because Daisy just went online and offered it up. So many of the old tables and chairs went to church basements where they will use them for AA meetings.
Oh,
and I guess it's gone full circle.
Okay.
Somebody used to sit in that chair and drink, and now they get to.
They're like, is it just me, or are the chairs that we just got, does this smell like beer and tears?
Yeah.
Oh, know it. So, you absolutely know it. It's all fun. And, you know, in this day and age with the climate of everything, people check out and laugh. Just need to laugh at something silly, and I hope that we can still provide that here at the new location.
I think absolutely. So when's the opening day? Do you have a date on that yet?
Yes, right now it looks like we are going to make it on Friday, June 6th.
Okay.
June 6th, June 7th, we'll open with Derek Stroop, who is, you know, a fun, I think he's originally from Alabama. And now Derek Stroop is one of, under the Nate Bargatze umbrella of funny comics.
Oh, then he's good, yeah.
open with him. And then the following week, we've got Ari Spears.
Cool.
That I'm excited. I've got Bobcat.
Oh my gosh.
June 27th, 28th will be the first comic who has been in all three of my clubs.
Wow. That's crazy. And how long has the Funny Bone Omaha Comedy Club been in existence then?
Opened October 1988.
Wow. 88.
Before half of your listeners were even born. Isn't that cool?
October 19th. I was even born. My God. Me too. I didn't even realize. My geez.
You're of age now, so now you can come out and laugh at a dick joke.
Hey, Colin, jump on anytime. It's good to hear from you. We wanted to do a chat with you. So.
I listen. I love it. And Molly, you stay sassy. Don't let him just phone it in like he's the only one who's a party. We know that.
Love it. I will come out and see you when I'm in town, because that is like mandatory to check out the new space. Absolutely. I will come and laugh.
I can't wait. I'll keep you posted. I'm looking for a few new servers. If somebody wants a part-time job, go to the omaha.funnybone.com website. Sign up and I'll be mention you heard it on Big Party.
There you go.
And I promise I won't fire you for a month.
Okay, there you go.
That kind of job retention.
I know you're
love to hear about.
Yes. I know you listeners indeed. Thanks for the guys. Have a good week.
You too, dear. Take care. All right, there's Colleen Quinn, Funny Bone. Love her. Man. Known her forever.
Cocktail waitressing at a comedy club is a great way to see all these amazing comics and make money. I can't tell you how many of my buddies, you know, because I worked in a comedy club and then you'd hang out with the servers afterward or beforehand. And that was always like one of the things is that they make the night for you.
So you were, you weren't serving because you said you hung out with the servers and the cooks and stuff. So when you worked at the Funny Bone, was it just like fired swallowing and swords? What was it?
I didn't work at the Funny Bone. This is when I worked at Second City and I would sneak back into the kitchen. And steal crackers because they didn't pay enough to actually go out and buy crackers.
God, no joke. Yeah, but thanks to her. Yeah, Colleen Quinn, she's great. Anybody need any information, like you said, looking for a job, just to mention the Big Party Show when you're applying, and you'll stay employed with the Funny Bone for a month.
1 month.
There you go.
Guys, it's yours to screw up.
So we added celebrity news to the Big Party Show podcast, right? And so we kind of changed the name a little bit, you know, because this whole thing with the podcast is just growing on its own. Nothing's forced. We just kind of figure what feels right and goes right. So we're going to change up now, just so you guys know. It's now called the A-List Alert.
A-List Alert.
Okay, it's the A-List.
That can't be the jingle.
A-List Alert.
A-List Alert. Go and maybe we can ask our friend Nikki to do a really sweet line.
We need something. Where in somewhere in there will be baked in the celebrity side eye. So
trust me, there's plenty of side eye sometimes.
Always. But all right, so today's Wednesday, and this might become a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing. As I said, this is morphing. So so what's on the A-List Alert today? Yeah,
just real quick, if people do want to hear more than just Wednesdays, reach out to the show.
Yes,
I mean,
please.
We love feedback, and whether you send us a note on socials or whether you reach out to us, bpscrashers.com@gmail.com, all that stuff. So this week, all right, so we got a Diddy trial update. Tuesday, they were off Monday because of the holiday. And then Tuesday, it is almost exclusively this woman named Capricorn Clark. You can't.
Okay.
Either she chose that name for herself or her parents gave it to, like, I can't, there's no, I don't know the provenance of it.
Capricorn is a really. Clark.
Yeah.
What is a Capricorn? What is that date?
It's end of December to beginning of January.
That'd be a good way of finding out.
Earth sign. So
it's an earth sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But even though it's a water goat, which is really strange because Capricorns are water goats.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
They're goats on the front and then they've got a tail on the back. It's really odd. I don't know.
We need to do a segment, a podcast on this thing. Could you know a lot about the, the signs,
the stars,
the stars and stuff like that. I had no idea it was a water goat.
Yeah, isn't that funny? It's a water goat. That is weird,
but yeah. So Capricorn.
So Capricorn Clark took the stand. And she served a lot of different roles within the Diddy Combs empire. She started off as a personal assistant and had some really interesting stories about that. Like apparently when she first got the job, Diddy took her to Central Park at like 9 o'clock at night with a security guard and basically was like, either tell me the truth or you're like basically not coming out of this park.
Well, that's a death threat.
Yes.
That's a death threat.
So that was like day one. And okay. She still stuck around. She said that most days she would work from 9 a.m. to 4 a.m., that she was lucky if she got a couple hours of sleep. She was also in the car when he drove to Kid Cudi's house where they broke in. And so she knew she was like a creative director for Cassie Ventura. So she kind of rode this line between working for Combs, but being friends with Cassie. And it sounds like an absolute mess. So she's got a lot of background on this stuff. There was one story where some diamond jewelry went missing.
Uh-huh.
And they were on their way from New York to Miami. And he got on the plane and went to Miami, but made her stay back in New York. And locked her in her apartment, like she was locked in her apartment. And then the security guard came and got her 5 days in a row to take her to a vacant office building where they would lock her in with a lie detector test to see if she stole the jewelry.
Really?
She says to this day, she doesn't know who stole it or what happened to it. Nobody ever told her. But after 5 days, they let her out.
Are they going to, I understand this is all character building and stuff like that, you know,
yes.
Or whatever you call it. All right. When do they, it's an 8 week trial. There's what, six, maybe 5.5 weeks left. When are they going to get, do you think, to the dirty, grimy stuff that everyone wants to hear about, like the freak offs and this and that?
This is all building. I mean,
okay.
One of the victims is not going to testify now.
So I saw that.
This is week three of the trial, which is supposed to be 8 weeks. We're still listening to the prosecution. So there's still a lot of grime that's still going to come. I don't think we're going to hear grime on the back end because that's all going to be the defense. And so they're going to paint it as like consensual fun sex parties. Just not okay. Mondays were the American Music Awards.
I snoozed on it. Wylene and I said the same thing the next day. Boring. I'm like, how did we forget that? And I'm like, well,
easy. It's awful. It's easy. Yeah. So like, what, you can never get that time back. And it's
what happened?
Not real awards because it's like voted on by the people. It's like People's Choice Awards because that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that everybody's talking about. Jennifer Lopez, I guess, returned as the host, but she opened the show with a 6.5 minute dance routine.
Okay.
And it was weird. Like, it was strange. So they did like a mashup of all the songs that were like hits in the last year. So 2024 hit songs.
Why would they have her dance?
And she and a total dance crew just danced to this montage. And so it was weird because she's dancing to music that's not her music.
Yeah.
They're doing this 6 minute montage. So you're just watching people dance to like clips of songs that you like. And it doesn't make any sense. So she's getting mixed reviews. One of them, a couple of the mixed reviews are one, people were like, okay, you've aged out of dancing like this. Stop dancing like this, which it's like, damn. Okay.
Wow. What was the other thing where I saw
like, 55? I would kill to have that body at 25.
Yes.
Like everybody just needs to shut their mouth and just look at that body.
What was the deal with her kiss? Everyone's saying she kissed all the dancers. I mean, what was that?
It was part of one of the songs. I'm trying to remember which song it was. It might have been a Lady Gaga song or something like that. And she kissed a guy, and then she kissed a girl, and then she nuzzled with a guy, then she nuzzled with a girl. But it made sense within the song.
Okay. All right. Then. I think it's the internet being mean. So, yeah.
I think it's so weird in this day and age that anybody freaks out about same sex anything. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we are so, the things that we have seen, heard, lived through, really, you're going to be like, a woman kissed a woman.
And yeah, that was so way back when. I mean, who was that? Madonna and Britney? Was that Madonna and Britney? Yeah. That's when everybody was like, whoa. But ever since then, you're right. Why waste your energy?
No, I mean, it's just one of those, like, I don't know if it's shock value anymore.
No.
Like, to me, I was surprised that it still got shock value mileage.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you like women kissing each other? I'm not going to set you up like that. Does it do anything for you watching a woman
kiss
a woman?
No, I mean, okay. I'm uncomfortable by kissing scenes anyway.
I am
heterosexual.
Too. I don't know why.
I mean, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it could be two fish. And I'm just like, do you have to?
God, I'm the same way with sex scenes, Molly. Yes. I don't know what it is. And it makes me seem weird, but I hate sitting there watching them with the sweet Wylene. Not that she likes to watch it, but if we're watching an episode and it comes up, it's not that I'm uncomfortable. I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't need it.
Well, because it's part of it came into being for me with Game of Thrones. It was when Peter and I like were first married, and you know, I was like, oh, there's this great show, and it's supposed to have like
oh, is that when Khaleesi was getting all that stuff?
And then all of a sudden, watching this, I was like, what in the world? Like, I was the one that recommended this show, and now all of a sudden, it's like freaky deaky. He's like, what are you trying to tell me? Trying to tell you that the credit card bill is going to be really high this month. Yeah. Make it up to you. No.
Oh, all of a sudden he comes into the room dressed like that guy. Like, who was that?
Yeah,
that was,
like whatever his name is.
Wasn't that Jason Momoa? Momoa?
It was.
Yes, he was the one that never spoke English and just took that woman.
And Peter
was awful.
Is still butthurt about that guy. Like we went and saw the Minecraft movie. He's like, well, he looked puffy. It was like, really? You're going to run down Jason Momoa? He's like, I'm just saying. Yeah. I thought his hair was very unflattering. I was like,
I'm running
like,
him down.
I have a chance with Jason Momoa. Like, you don't need to run him down to me. There's no chance in hell. I'm ever going to meet and or find myself in a situation where he's like, Molly.
Yeah.
I have dated beautiful women from all over the world, but I want to be with you.
Isn't it funny how we both just hate those scenes, those makeout scenes?
Yes.
I just want a movie to be a movie. I don't like the whole turning it into some relationship.
Feels uncomfortable. It feels like you're seeing somebody's private. Well, because you are. You're seeing someone's private moment.
What if it was a set? You know, the sex scenes are pretty tame. What if it was like hardcore?
Well, now you're talking about porn, and I don't watch porn, so that's an easy pass.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, is that something that you guys have fired up on the television at home?
No.
You brought it up like it's just a natural, like, well, let's just go to the next natural place in this conversation, hardcore.
Hardcore porn. That's more comfortable to watch.
Like,
I guess. I don't know. All right.
You're like, we're going to wrap right now. You're so embarrassed. You're like, I can't. What? No.
I don't know what it is. Hey, we do want to hear from you guys on a bpscrasher@gmail.com or any of the posts or anything like that. Yeah. Just make sure you follow us, rate, review, subscribe. It's all free. You know, it's anywhere you can get a podcast. It's also the Heard That One Network on YouTube. We got a message here from Kristen saying, oh my gosh, clowns in the cornfields. That's creepy. Don't get me wrong. I used to like clowns, but they are creepy. That was from Monday's episode.
Yes. Where I was taken on a mystical journey where I could simulate a clown massage. Yes.
And then T. Kramer, 1971. She goes, I listened to the show while walking my dogs, driving the car, cooking dinner. I laughed my butt off the whole time. The podcast is absolutely hilarious. So glad you two went in this direction. Huge fan. Thank you for listening. And we'll take those messages all day long. And if you have ones that are awful, mean, and you just don't like it, we'll hear from you too. All right. We'll hear from you too. Well, I want to thank Colleen Quinn for jumping on. Yeah.
Yes. I know all the haters are like, I want equal time. I'm tired of hearing about all the good stuff.
Equal time is what it is. I think that's it. I really don't have much more.
There's some
Huskers
fun stories, but
Huskers.
Like, yeah, I was going
to
say.
I got to throw that out there. I want to say congratulations to Nebraska and Creighton baseball team. They made it to the NCAA tournament by taking the Big Ten and then the Big East also. And so that's an automatic bid into there. So now they're going to be in this tournament, which, I mean, this is the longest traveled road to get to a championship. So next is the regionals that happen this Friday. 4 o'clock, it looks like Oklahoma is going to be taking on Nebraska, and then Kansas is going to be taking on Creighton at, I think, 7 p.m. It's all on ESPN Plus. Now, the Creighton thing is interesting to me.
Why?
Okay. Because my best friend Vitok, his son Malachi, pitched for Creighton.
Right.
For his first 3 years. He moved to Kansas this last season. And now Kansas is taking on Creighton. So, yeah, that's even more interesting. I wonder. Flies on a wall.
I know.
What that means.
Well, because, I mean,
and the football team. Before I forget, the Husker softball team almost did what they almost did it. They almost made it to the Women's College World Series finals, but they lost to Tennessee, and that was a great weekend. They won 2-1. They almost did it, so it's fun watching that Jordy Ball pitch. So, yeah. Falling asleep over there.
You know me in sports. Peter had golf on all weekend. I was like, tournament? He's like, isn't it great? There's always golf, Molly. There's always golf.
Well, I'm sitting there watching softball when baseball's on too. But softball is so exciting. I don't know what it is. These women are so athletic that their uniforms are awesome on and they're perfectly fitted. They throw a ball underhand like 70 miles an hour. Yeah. Molly's falling asleep again.
I know exactly. What?
All right. Thank you, Super Gracie, our super producer in cape and mask. We'll see you guys all Friday. We've got a good one on Friday as well. Again, we're going to give you a Diddy update, but we also have a fun factory and stuff like that. So have a safe couple of days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.